Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The wind came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one of those who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law.
What do you think of the Bible? A dusty old book? An outdated artifact? The thing we hear sermons on every week? Or maybe for you, it's a daily source of guilt, as each week you know that you're slipping further and further behind your reading the Bible in a year plan. Or maybe it's just a really long book that's quite confusing to read. And well, how should we view the Bible? That is the thing that we're thinking about today. How important is it in our lives? How important could it be in our lives? We are doing a one-off sermon today before we start our new series in Micah next week. We're joining the story today in Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus is coming to the end of probably his most famous sermon ever, the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount has been going on for a couple of chapters now as we reach chapter 7. And the passage we've just heard is Jesus' last word on it. And Jesus finishes his sermon with a story. So here we go. We start off meeting two men who are both in the market for a new house. And now, I don't know if you've ever watched a program called Grand Designs on Channel 4. It's a great program about people who design their own houses and build them. And it's quite funny because every single episode, you can basically guarantee that the family will end up spending double the budget that they originally planned. They'll end up living in a caravan for 18 months with their four kids. It will rain probably for 6 months straight. It will take at least a year longer to finish than planned. And the windows with special artisan insulating glass that have been handcrafted by a Scandinavian man somewhere don't fit the window frames. All sorts goes wrong. But anyway, in our story today, it's quite Grand Designs, I think, because we meet two builders, Wilfred the Wise and Felix the Foolish. So this is our first point, if you're following along on the handouts on the back of the notice sheet. This is the story of Wilfred the Wise, point number one. Now, Wilfred, he's very wise. Jesus says that he builds his house on a rock. And this is a good thing. That basically means he's got great foundations. And that means that when verse 25 happens, the rain comes down, the streams rise, the winds blow and beat against the house doesn't fall down. It doesn't collapse. It stands up to the horrendous storm and flood. It's safe and it's solid. And of course, this is ideal, isn't it? This is what you want your house to be like. No leaks. Wilfred the Wise is completely secure. And look at verse 24. Jesus says that a builder like this, who is wise, who builds his house on the rock, this is somebody who hears Jesus' words and puts them into practice, who listens to Jesus and obeys. That is what leads to success. If you're taking notes, you can fill in the missing words on point one if you want. Listen and obey. That's what leads to success. For success, for a secure house, listen to Jesus' words and obey them. Or in other words, read the Bible and do what it says. It's a simple thing, really, But I think that is already a challenge to us, isn't it? For example, how much time do we reading the Bible compared to, say, scrolling through Instagram, playing Fortnite, spending time in the gym, trawling through the BBC Sport app, or zooplering our dream house maybe? And well, how do you view the sermon every Sunday morning? Are you actively listening? Do you take notes? Do you even remember it the next day? Do you realize that the words that Jesus speaks, the words of the Bible, this is the thing that can bring you success? Well, that's one thing. Listen to Jesus' words. And then Jesus says, put his words into practice. And this is the hard bit, I think, because Jesus says, obey. He doesn't say, do just the easy things, or do what I say on a Sunday when all your church friends can see you. Jesus says, do what I say, obey me. And I think this is a hard thing. And it's especially hard because sometimes Jesus' commands, they're quite radical, aren't they? He says things like, don't just give in to every temptation that you come across. So fight against sinful thoughts of lust or pride or anger. He says, love your enemies. So be actively kind to the person at work or school who makes fun of you for being a Christian. He says, support the work of the church. So get ready to give your hard-earned money to Christian things, helping to spread the gospel. He says, love your Christian brothers and sisters, even when it doesn't suit you, which might mean spending time with people who you don't naturally get on with. It means having a chat with the awkward person at coffee time after church, who's standing on their own maybe, who you know the conversation is going to be a bit stilted or difficult. To obey Jesus, it will be difficult sometimes. It will be hard work. But this is God's word to us today. He says, listen to Jesus and obey him, because that is the thing that leads to success. Well, let's go back to our story about our two builders, because next we meet Felix. And remember, Felix is foolish. He built his house on the sand. I don't know if you've ever built a sandcastle on the beach when the tide is coming in. Me and my brother and my dad used to do this every summer in Cornwall. We'd build a really big sandcastle with a big wall and a big moat, and we'd fight against the waves as the sea was coming in. We'd be bailing out the water, you know, digging bigger walls. But inevitably, after not very long at all, the sea would completely overrun our sandcastle. Well, with Felix's house, look at verse 27. The rain comes down, the streams rise, the winds blow and beat against the house, and the house fell with a great crash. And this is literally the Grand Design's nightmare, isn't it? Felix's overspent his budget by so much that he's even embarrassed to say by how much. He's maxed out his credit cards, he can't get any more loans. And to top it off, his house has fallen down with a great crash. A building on the sand is the thing that leads to ruin. And remember, this is not just a nice story. The point Jesus is making is this. If you hear his word, but don't put it into practice, it leads to ruin. So if you're taking notes along us, you can fill out point two. That's where we are now. You could put, listen and don't obey. That's the thing that leads to ruin. And I think this is the biggest surprise to us here today. Because what would you expect Jesus to say is the thing that leads to ruin? If I were preaching the Sermon on the Mount for the first time 2,000 years ago, maybe I would say something like, ignoring Jesus leads to ruin. Never going to church leads to ruin. Never hearing Jesus' words, you know, never reading your Bible, that's the thing that leads to ruin. But actually, have a careful look at verse 26. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. And I think this is huge, really. If you are someone who listens to Jesus' words, you still could be heading for ruin. And these people that Jesus is talking to here, they listen to Jesus' words. They've been with him through the Sermon on the Mount. You know, they know their Bible stories, probably. But they might still be heading for ruin when the storm comes. Listening to Jesus' words alone still leads to ruin. If you don't obey what Jesus says, you're basically wasting your time. So this means that if you don't put it into practice, well, listening to a sermon at church is of no value. If you don't obey the Bible, then doing a quiet time every day of your life is of no value. If you're not following Jesus' words, then going to a men's convention, hearing great preachers like John Piper speak, is of no value. Doing a family Bible time, listening to a sermon on your commute each day, going to Word Alive each year, turning up to RBS each week, these things are all pointless if you don't take on board what the Bible says. If you don't put it into practice in your life. And I think this is a really big wake-up call for us. It's a warning for us to guard against complacency. Because going to a good, faithful church is not enough to save you from ruin. Yes, of course, we want Christ Church to be a Bible-teaching church. But we need Christ Church to be a Bible-obeying church as well. Because otherwise, you end up in ruin. A house that falls with a great crash. To listen to Jesus but not obey, that will lead to ruin. But there's a big question that we're left with, I think. What is success? What does it mean to have your house stand up in the storm? To not fall down with a great crash? And because this is more than a story, it's not bad advice if you're an architect or a bricklayer, but it's certainly a lot more than that. Because remember, this is the last thing that Jesus says on the Sermon on the Mount. So it's probably going to be important. Jesus says that whoever you are, storms or difficult times, they will come in life. You will experience some tough times. I think that it gets easier to see as you've lived a bit longer. Work or school or college is so often hard or frustrating. You have fights with your friends or parents or children. Relationships are difficult or broken. People you love die. Life is clearly not easy. And as a Christian, life is not automatically easy either. Storms will hit if you're a Christian. But Jesus said that he came to give us peace. We can know God as our Father if we're Christians. Jesus said, come to him and he will give you rest. And in one sense, that is certainly true. In Jesus, we are safe and secure. But ultimately, if we take a step back and look at the whole of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is saying that the wise man, the man who listens to Jesus' words and obeys them, who ends up in a safe, secure house, well, he will be safe and secure in eternity. He will have success in eternity. And trying to find success in eternity, trying to find safety and security that lasts forever, I think we see this all through the Sermon on the Mount. So if you're following with your Bibles, turn back a page, look at chapter 5, I'm at the start of the sermon. chapter 5, verse 5, he says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Or verse 11, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Why? Because great is your reward in heaven." He is talking about the future that we have to look forward to as Christians in heaven. Or look at verse 29. "If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." He says, make decisions that impact you in eternity, and make decisions that lead to success and not ruin. Or chapter 6, look at verse 19. He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." I mean, all of these things, Jesus is saying, think about eternity. Prioritize things that last forever, that last longer than this life. And in our story today with the two builders, Jesus says, listen to his words and obey them, because that's the thing that leads to success in eternity, that leads to life in God's kingdom forever. And now there'll be people in this room that will be hearing this from all different perspectives. But if you wouldn't call yourself a Christian yet, or if you are just looking into Christian things, I would urge you to keep on listening to Jesus' words. I would urge you to find out more about what he says, even if you don't believe it all yet, simply because Jesus came with a message about eternity. He talks about things that will last forever. His claim is that we can have success in eternity. And when the stakes are that high, surely it is worth investigating properly. But for those of us here who would say, yes, I subscribe to this, I'm calling myself a Christian, I'm following Jesus. Well, is this how you see the Bible? The book of Jesus' words? This is the thing that holds the key to success in eternity. And Jesus calls us to read it and obey it. I would guess that the listening part is a bit easier to start with. If you're here, if you're still awake, that's great, that's one thing already done. But to obey Jesus' words, is this actually what we want for ourselves? As we spend 60 hours a week at work, are we putting effort into obeying Jesus daily? It will be more effort. It does mean we'll stick out more in front of our work colleagues. But Jesus says this is the thing that leads to eternal success. Or what do we want for our children? Do we try to help our children to obey Jesus' words? Is this what we want for them, to be godly teenagers? Do we want it for them more than good exam results? Because true success, true eternal success, comes from listening to Jesus' words and obeying them. But lastly, as we finish, I think it's really important to realize that Jesus gives us everything we need for success in eternity. And this is something that we can be so thankful for. We don't need a particular job. We don't need to reach the pinnacle of our careers. We don't need to be married. We don't need all nines in our GCSEs. We have already got everything we need for success in eternity. Jesus says, listen to his words and obey him, and that will lead to success in eternity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, We thank you that you speak to us through the Bible, and we thank you for this warning today. Please help us to be people who listen to what you say and to confidently obey. And we thank you that we can have eternal success through Jesus. In his name, amen.